愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
想用一节圣经节跟大家一起互相来学习。
We'd like to use one verse in the scriptures for our mutual encouragement this morning.
我们先来看哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.Verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
这个地方说，我们不上胆。
Here it says that we do not lose heart.
外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
And although our outer man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
新年代表什么？
What does the new year represent?
No.可以从很多不同的方向来了解。
We can see it, understand it from different aspects.
但是，有一件事情是事实，就是我们又增加了一岁。
But there's one truth in that we have all gained one year.
那以人生七八十年的平均岁数来说
，And in the average lifespan of 70 to 80 years of a human life.
增加一岁就等于我们前面的日子减少一年。
Gaining one year means that we are one year, we have one year less in our future.
当我们还在年轻的时候，增加一岁觉得很好。
When we're young, growing one year older seems like a good thing.
成熟啊，独立啊。
Seems like we're more mature and more independent.
但是，到了一定年纪之后，我们发现岁数一直增加，是带有忧虑的。
But at a certain age, when we continue to age, it brings about worries.
因为这里说外体会毁坏。
Well, here it says the outer man or the outer nature is perishing.
圣经把人分作两部分。
The Bible divides a person into two parts.
一部分是外体。
One is the outer nature, or the outer man.
这是泥土造的，这是物质。
This is the physical aspect created by dust.
这是我们没有办法控制的。
And this is something that we have no control over.
老化好像在走下坡。
Aging is like descending a hill.
我们可以迟缓老化，但是没有办法不老化。
We can try to age slower, but we cannot stop from aging.
所以我们如果从三十岁照相，
So if we take a picture in our 30s,
如果我们有在旅行，十年换一本 passport,
and if we go on travel frequently, we'll change our passports every 10 years.
那你每一本 passport 的照相，相片来比较看看，都不一样。
And if you compare your passport photos from different years, you'll see they're all different.
那这个不一样也可以把它解读作成熟。
And this difference can be explained as maturity.
但是也可以把它解读作老化。
But you can also explain it as aging.
成熟是什么？
What does it mean to mature?
就是我们里面那个人。
Mature means that our inner man, our inner nature.
老化是什么？是外面这一个人。
And aging means that we are, it refers to our outer man, our outer nature.
所以这里说，内心却一天新似一天。
Here it says that the inward man is being renewed day by day.
就是真正的那个我是我们能够掌握的。
Which means is that the true us is something that we do have control over.
只要我们愿意靠着神努力，可以越来越新。
As long as we are willing to rely on God and work hard, we can renew ourselves day by day.
那这个越来越新呢，就是表示它越来越有价值。
And renewing ourselves day by day, it means that we become more and more valuable.
如果我们要卖一部车子，
if we want to sell a car,
你到这个网络去可以看哦，多一年它的价值就减少一点。
If you check it out on the internet, cars that are one year older tends to their prices seems to be much less.
因为一部车子都有它的寿命。
Car has its lifespan.
所以越老车子价值越少。
And so the depreciation on a car is much more the more the older it is.
这样来了解我们的肉体每隔一年一直在退化，它的价值就越来越少。
And so if we understand in this perspective, then every year as we age, the value of our bodies are become less and less.
有一天到我们离开世界，这个身体送给人都不要。
Until one day when we're about to leave the world, even if you give your body to somebody, nobody would want it.
哦，但是我们有一个新的方向。
But we have a new direction.
哦，内心要一天新似一天。
And that is that our inward nature, our inward man, will be renewed day by day.
一个部车子最新的时候就是刚刚出厂的时候。
The newest, the car's best state is when it first comes out of the factory.
所以怎么修就是修到刚刚出厂那个情况。
And so, however you renew it, the best you can get at is at to that state.
好，那这里说我们里面这个人要一直变化更新。
But here the verse says that we will be renewed, day by day.
好，那最有价值的一个人是谁？
Who is the person that is most valuable?
就是神看一切都是好的那一个人。
It is the person whom God sees as pleasing.
哦，就是亚当还没有犯罪以前。
Which was Adam before he had sinned.
哦，那为什么是好？
Why was it good?
啊，因为他有神的形象。
Because Adam had the image of God.
哦，所以圣经里面说，哦，这个情欲让人败坏。
So the Bible says that desires or lust has corrupted people.
因此我们活在这个世界上，活在肉体的情欲里面。
And so we live in this world in our lustful desires.
到最后就是败坏。
And in the end, it will corrupt.
就是连里面那个人也越来越旧。
And then even the inward man will become, will age more and become older and older.
因为这个罪性啊，是一直把人拉下去，拉到最后，我们天天活在罪里面。
For that sinful nature constantly pulls at a person and brings them down even more until they live in the life of sin.
我们不但在神没有价值，而且神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
And not only are we not only do we lose our value before the sight of God, but we also incur His wrath day by day.
那现在在基督里面有一个新的方向。
Now today in Christ, we have a new direction.
哦，可以越来越新，最后跟还没有犯罪的亚当一样。
So that we can become newer and newer to the point of becoming like Adam before he sinned.
哦，那个亚当是神赐福给他的。
And that Adam was especially blessed by God.
是住在伊甸园里面的。
He was the one who was put into the Garden of Eden.
是天天与神同在的。
And daily abided with God.
是充满神的荣耀的。
And was full of God's glory.
这个就是我们人生努力的目标。
This is the goal that we strive for in our life.
回归像亚当一样。
To return to be like Adam.
是神看为好的。
The one who God sees as pleasing and good.
是蒙神祝福的。
The one who is blessed by God.
是有神的形象的。
The one who has the image of God.
是常常有神同在的。
The one who has God's constant abidance.
好，那怎么让我们内心一天新似一天呢？
Then how do we allow our inner nature to be renewed day by day?
我们看第五章。
Let us look at chapter 5.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
17节。
Verse 17.
哥林多后书第五章17节。
2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
这个地方告诉我们怎么做一个新造的人。
This verse teaches us on how to become a new creation.
那怎么知道我是不是一个新造的人？
How do we know if we are a new creation?
第一句话说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The first says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
什么叫做在基督里？
What does it mean to be in Christ?
在约翰一书里面，在基督里提到三件事情。
In 1 John, to be in Christ, it talks about three things.
第一个就是在神的道里面。
The first is that it will be in God's word.
因为道与神同在，道成肉身，就是主耶稣。
For the word was with God, and the word became flesh. As Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And Lord Jesus says that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
所以在基督里就是在神的道里面。
So to be in Christ means to be in God's word.
那这样我们可以变成新人。
And by doing so, we can become a new creation.
差不多每一个人每天都会照相镜子。
Everyone would look at a mirror every day.
这样我们才能够看清楚自己。
So that we can see ourselves clearly.
我们要出门之前有一个适当的打扮。
Before we head out, we have to have a proper appearance.
但是我们人对自己的灵性有时候了解的非常少。
But oftentimes we are unfamiliar with our own spiritual nature.
到底在神面前神怎么看我？
How do we appear in God's eyes?
如果我们不了解神怎么看我，
if we don't understand how God sees us,
我们就不了解神对我们有什么期待，
then we don't understand what kind of expectations God has for us.
我们就不了解我们要怎么进步，
and we don't understand how we can improve.
我们在灵性上就是保持原状，甚至退步。
So in our spiritual life and spirituality, we will maintain the same state or even decrease.
那神怎么看我？
So how does God see us?
那边镜子是什么？
And what is the mirror that He uses?
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章二十二节。
James 1 verse 22.
二十三节。
22 and 23. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror.
这个地方说人对着镜子看自己。
Here it says that a person observes himself in the mirror.
那二十二节说不要单单听道。
Verse 22 says, do not just be hearers of the word.
所以这个道就是一面镜子。
So the word is the mirror.
我们在道理的面前来审查自己。
So if we examine ourselves in front of the word,
我们就越来越了解自己。
Then we will come to understand ourselves more and more.
我们才知道要怎么来进步。
And we'll understand how we can improve.
所以我们教会有这个读经进度。
So our church has a Bible reading schedule.
从今年开始，每个礼拜新约两章，旧约四章。
Every week, starting this year, we read the two chapters of the New Testament and four chapters of the Old Testament every week.
我们做基督徒，如果一天读一章圣经节
，As a Christian, if we were to read one chapter a day,
三年读一遍
，then we will finish the entire Bible in 3 years.
那三十年信耶稣应该读十遍。
Then in 30 years of believing in Jesus, we should have read the Bible 10 times.
但是事实上，我们问信三十年的，有的人圣经连读一遍都没有。
But in fact, if we ask a 30-year-old believers of 30 years,they may not have even read the Bible once.
那因为没有读圣经。
And because they have not read the Bible.
所以我们的观念都不是真理化。
And therefore, our concepts, our precepts have not been...
真理化。跟真理一样。
Has not been like the truth.
所以我们在看事情，在想事情，有时候都是用世俗的在想法。
And so the way we view things and the way we think of things, we often use worldly standards to carry them out.
那读圣经以后，我们才了解神的心意。
And after by reading the Bible, when we know what the heart of God is.
我们透过圣经来了解神怎么看事情。
Through the Bible, we see how God looks at things.
那透过圣经来了解我们自己。
And through the Bible, we can see and come to understand ourselves.
那用圣经的话一直来调整我们自己。
We continue to adjust ourselves and refine ourselves by the Word of God.
那这个叫做新造的人。
This is what it means to become a new creation.
那有没有例子呢？
Are there any examples?
有的。我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians 5.
第九节。
2 Corinthians 5 verse 9. Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him.
我们看第十节。
And verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
在我们信仰刚开始的时候
，In the beginning of our faith,
我们的观念里面，谁是我的老板
？In our minds, who is our boss?
当然是我自己。
Of course, it is ourselves.
我喜欢什么我就做什么。
I do whatever I like.
我感觉什么好，我就去做。
I do whatever I feel is good.
我的目标就是要完成我自己的愿望。
And my purpose, my goal is to accomplish all my wishes and wants.
这个就是人在世界上 共同的观念。
This is a common understanding and a common precept of people in this world.
哎，但是读圣经深一点，我发现不是这样的。
But after reading the scriptures in depth, we find out it is not so.
我们受洗是主耶稣重价买来的。
When we are baptized, we are purchased by the in blood of Christ.
所以从洗礼那一天，我不是属我自己，我是属主耶稣。
And so on the day of baptism, we no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong to Christ.
所以我的老板是谁？主耶稣。
And so my boss will now become Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个叫做新的观念。
And this is what it means to have a new mind or new concept.
那这个新的观念会影响我们生活的每一个层面。
And this new mind will affect all the different aspects in our lives.
我每一次做一个决定。
Every time we make a decision.
我要认清楚主要我怎么做。
I will come to understand what the Lord wants me to do.
我们每一次要做一件事情。
And every time before we do something.
我们第一个要说神是不是喜欢我这样做。
The first thing we should ask ourselves is,Will this be done? Will doing this be pleasing to God?
如果我喜欢做，神觉得这样不好。
And if I want to do this, but it will not be pleasing to God.
那我还是去做，我就是老板。
And if I continue to do it, then I become my own boss.
如果我喜欢做
，But if I like to do it,
我知道神不喜欢我做
，But I know it is not pleasing in the eyes of God.
我就不去做。
And therefore, I do not do it.
神就是我的老板。
Then the Lord is the true Lord of my heart.
这个看起来很小，这是很大的改变。
Seems like a very minor thing, but it is a drastic change.
那如果一个人把老板改变了
，If a person changes the boss or the Lord in his heart,
你发现整个生活方式完全就改变了。
We find that their entire lifestyle will be transformed.
那我怎么知道我的老板要做什么？
How do I know what my boss wants me to do?
我的老板要我做的都写在圣经里面。
What the master wants me to do is all explained in the Bible.
我们跟人之间要什么态度？
The kind of attitude we have in interpersonal relationships.
我们跟神之间要有什么态度？
The attitude we have towards our God.
我们对物质的看法。
Our value of material things.
我们对生命的看法。
Our value towards life.
全部都在圣经里面。
It is all explained in the Bible.
所以在基督里，他就是新造的。
And so in Christ, the person will become a new creation.
在他的道理里面，我们对事情的看法就不一样。
And in His Word, the way we look at things will be different.
我们生活方式也不一样。
And the way we live our lives will be different.
有时候我们在读主耶稣的教训
Sometimes as we're reading the teachings of Jesus Christ
我们就对主耶稣了解更深
We come to know him at a deeper level
然后用主耶稣我们认识的知识来对照我们自己
And we use that knowledge to compare ourselves
我们发现我们还有很大进步的空间
And we find that there's still a lot of room for improvement in our lives
这个就是我们新年的目标
This should be our goal for this year
我们要靠着神的帮助不断地调整我们自己
We need to rely upon the help of God to constantly refine ourselves
做跟主耶稣一样
So that we can become like Christ
好，我们现在来看一节
So let us read a verse
腓立比书
Let's turn to the book of Philippians
腓立比书
The book of Philippians
腓立比书的第三章
Philippians chapter 3
第五节第二章第五节
Philippians
等一下我看以弗所书第二章
Ephesians rather Ephesians chapter 5
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
第九节第十节
Ephesians 2 verses 9 and 10 Verse 9 Not of works lest anyone should boast For we are his workmanship Created in Christ Jesus for good works Which God prepared beforehand That we should walk in them
这个地方说我们是神的工作
Here it says that we are his workmanship
那在基督里造成的
And created in Christ Jesus for good works
那要叫我们行善
So that we should do good
就是神预备叫我们所行的。
Which God has prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them.
啊，什么叫做新造的人
？What does it mean to be a new creation？
就是跟主耶稣一样。
It is to be like Christ.
那主耶稣来世界做什么
？What did Jesus come to this earth to do？
就是来行善。
He came to do good.
最大的善呢，就是引导人来信主。
And the greatest good is that he had led people to believe in God.
来得神的恩典。
To receive God's grace.
所以这个行善的观念哦，如果我们能够深深的藏在心里面。
So this concept of good works, if we can instill it deep in our heart.
然后每一天去做。
And try to walk in them every day.
那我们就是越来越新了。
Then we will become renewed.
所谓行善就是我不只是为我自己活。
To do good works means that we do not live only for ourselves.
我也为别人活。
But we also live for others.
所以我们每一天一定要做一些事情。
So every day there are things that we must do.
不是说这样证明我有用。
Not to prove that we are worth something.
而是说让人借着我们做的事情能够感受到神的爱，得到神的恩典。
But rather, people through our works may feel the love of God, may feel the work of God.
所以有时候我们看到有的人哦，真的是，做很多工作。
So we see that some people they truly do a lot of good, a lot of works.
好像一棵果树多结果子。
They're like a tree that bears so many fruits.
他不论搬家到哪里，都给当地的圣工带来很大的帮助。
And they bring a lot of help to the local church and in the holy work.
这个就是新造的人。
This is what it means to be a new creation.
因为他有主耶稣行善的观念。
Because they have the good works in the image of Jesus Christ.
从物质上来讲，好像缺乏的人不多。
So from a physical
物质上来讲，缺乏需要我们帮助的好像不多。
On a surface level, it seems like there are not many people that need our help.
但是从属灵上来看，
but from a spiritual perspective,
我们有太多需要我们关心。
There are a lot of souls that that we need to care for.
需要我们带导。
That we need to intercede for.
需要我们帮助。
That we need to help.
所以新造的人就是跟主一样，常常在行善。
So a new creation is like Christ, always doing good works.
每一天要睡觉以前。
Every day, every night before we go to bed.
我们来想想，我今天有没有做什么善事
？Let us reflect what kind of good works we have done that day.
我为一个人祷告，这个就是善事。
Even if I have prayed for one person, that is a good work.
我会打电话给一个信徒，鼓励他信仰的成长。这个就是善事。
Even if I called one member and encouraged them in their faith, this is a good work.
有人到医院去，我们去拜访他，来安慰他，这个就是善事。
And if a person is hospitalized, we go and visit them and comfort them, this is a good work.
所以每一天要把握一个重点，我要做一件善事。
So every day we need to grasp onto this concept that we need to do one good work.
那时间越多，我们越为越多人代祷。
And the more time that we have, we can intercede for even more people.
那你就发现，我们行了很多善事。
And then we find that we'll be able to do a lot of good works.
所以新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
And so, a new creation, all the old things have passed and they have become new.
有时候我们在一个教会在办这个讲习会。
Sometimes in the different local churches when we hold seminars.
或者两年前我们在这里办 WDC.
And 2 years ago we held the World Delegates Conference here.
看起来这是一个担子。
It may seem like a burden at first.
圣工看起来是担子。
Holy work always seems like a burden at first.
那我们发现有的教会一直推，推到最后这个教会变成很冷淡。推迟不办。
And we find that a lot of churches they tend to reject hosting all these different events, and in the end the church grows cold.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们承担这个圣工，我们就要付出。
Because when we bear this the responsibility of this holy work, then we must sacrifice ourselves.
那当我们开始付出
，So once we begin to sacrifice,
我们就会有体验。
Then we will begin to gain experience.
当我们开始付出有体验
，and once we experience and sacrifice ourselves,
我们就变成成熟
，then we become mature.
这圣工就兴旺起来
，and this holy work will prosper.
所以我们在教会里面呢，对教会圣工不要用观望的态度。
And so in the church, regarding holy work, let us not use a, let's not treat it as something that's very burdensome.
更积极来参与。
And not treat it passively, but rather actively participate in it.
更积极的付出。
And to proactively be involved and to sacrifice our time and our efforts.
这个叫新造的。
This is what it means to become a new creation.
好，我们现在再来看 罗马书。
Now let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章的十一节。
Romans 5 verse 11. Verse 11, and not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
这个地方说，第一个，我们借着基督与神和好。
It says here that through Christ we have received the reconciliation.
这个在洗礼的时候完成。
This happened during baptism.
好，那下面一个就是要借着基督与神为乐。
And following this, we must also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是我们努力的目标。This
is the goal of our efforts.
什么是新造的人？
What does it mean to be a new creation?
旧的人，他的快乐是从世界来的。
The old nature, the old man, their joy, their happiness derives from the world.
但是新的人。 他的喜乐满足是从神来的。
But the new man, his joy, his satisfaction comes from God alone.
昨天我们冬天的这个大专学生联会结束了。
Yesterday was the conclusion of our college youth spiritual convocation.
我们感谢主，差不多有90出头个人参加。
And praise and thank God, there were about 90 participants this year.
参加的人越来越多。There
it's growing every year.
除夕新年，他们是在教会里面度过的。
And they celebrated New Year's Eve in the church.
昨天中午就结束了。
Concluded yesterday around noontime.
吃完饭看他们那个青年啊，每个人都在庭院里面，大家在交通，在这样非常高兴。
And yesterday, after it had ended, we saw many of the participants there having talking to each other, having fellowship, and everyone was very joyful.
那我们看他们呢，在教会里面很喜乐。 我们也觉得非常安慰。
And when we see their joy in the church, we also have a sense of comfort.
因为这一群青年，如果他们不在神里面得到喜乐，会去哪里？
For if this group of youth, if they do not find their joy in God, where would they go and find it?
第一个可能整天上网。
The first is that they perhaps would just surf the web every day, all day.
去看黄色的，或是上网去玩一些游戏。
Perhaps play games or watch pornography.
这个对灵性对身体都不好。
And these are not good for the body and the spirit.
也有可能他去参加外面的这些 party.
Or they may be out partying.
这个更有可能犯罪。
And this would lead to this could lead to sins.
也有可能跑到拉斯维加去赌博。
Or they could just go on a road trip to Las Vegas and, and gamble.
那是魔鬼最多的地方啊。
That place is filled with many of Satan's schemes.
但是我们看到我们的下一代。
But if we look at our next generation,
他们能够在主里面得到喜乐跟平安。
And they are able to find a true joy and peace in the Lord.
那这样一年一次一次下来，我们就发现我们的青年的心。 是停留在神里面。
Then every year, as the years go by, we find that the heart of our youth is set on God.
那不但我们教会很放心，我们家长也很放心。
Not only is the church comforted, the parents are also rest assured.
所以我们这个新的一年哦，要变新人。
So in this new year, let us become a new creation.
以前我们都是从世俗要去找刺激、找快乐。
In the past, we try to find our thrill and our excitement from the world.
那现在我们渐渐要在灵里面得到满足。
But now, gradually, we need to seek satisfaction in the spirit.
如果心灵没有得到满足。
If our spirits and our soul are not satisfied,
属灵上是很危险的。
Then it is very dangerous to our spirituality.
因为他会到外面找刺激。
Because they would then venture out to find their thrill and their excitement.
很容易上钩。
And would be easily enticed by the devil.
所以在神里面满足，这很重要。
So finding satisfaction, finding true satisfaction in God is very important.
在教会里面的团契。
The fellowship in the church.
服侍神。
Serving God.
查经。
Studying the Bible.
或者说在 祷告,
or in prayer,
能够去享受它,
If we can enjoy these things.
啊，那我们在这个 CYC， 我们就看到我们教会很多的青年现在都有这个习惯。
We find in the CYC that many of our youth have these habits.
每一天呢、啊，加起来祷告时间应该没有，将近会有两个钟头。
Every day they prayed at least 2 hours.
啊，但是祷告多了，我们人就觉得很喜乐。
But the more that we pray, the more joy we feel.
就觉得很享受。
We enjoy that deep prayer.
那祷告完，心里有神的安慰，有神的喜乐。
And after prayer, we feel the comfort and the joy of God in us.
当我们进到那个情况，你就发现哦，世界没有办法引诱我们。
When we enter into that state, we find that it is very difficult for the world to entice us.
因为我们已经满足了。
Because we have found our satisfaction.
我们就不需要世界的东西。
And we no longer need the things in this world.
那为什么信主很久还需要世界的东西呢？
So why is it that after believing in Christ for such a long time, we are still attracted and enticed by the world?
内心空虚。
Because our inner man, our inner being, is empty.
所以在基督里面。
So in Christ,
得到满足。
We need to receive true satisfaction.
做新造的人。
To become a new creation.
所以主耶稣说，世界在我里面毫无所有。
Lord Jesus says that in the world is has nothing for me.
为什么？
Why?
他的神住在他里面，他已经满足了。
For God dwells in him, and he is already satisfied.
好，我们现在再来看哥林多后书。
Let's now turn back to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
二十节。
5 verse 20.20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Verse 21. For he who made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这里说我们做基督的使者。
It says here that we need to become ambassadors for Christ.
我看英文，我们是主耶稣的大使。
In English, it says that we are ambassadors.
那大使代表主耶稣要做什么？
What does ambassadors imply that Lord Jesus is going to do?
要劝人与神和好。
That we need to plead with others to reconcile with God.
十八节。
And verse 18, it says, Now all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
这里说，我们做使者要劝人与神和好。
So here as the ambassadors, we need to plead with people to reconcile. Themselves through Jesus Christ.
这个就是传福音。
This is to preach the gospel.
所以在新的一年我们大家把传福音放到我们的思想里面。
So in this new year, let us put the work of preaching the gospel into our minds, into our hearts.
保罗说，凡我所做的，只有一件事目标。
Paul says that in everything that he does, there's only one.Purpose or one goal,
就是要让人同得福音的好处
which is for all to receive the benefit of the gospel,
让人认识耶稣来得神的恩典
so that people may come to know Jesus Christ and receive His grace and blessings.
所以我们在新的一年啊，让我们来想想看，从我们自己的家人、我们最近的亲戚、同事、朋友，看有没有谁我们能够带他来。
So in this new year, let us think about those around us, our family, our close friends. And see who we can bring to know Christ.
那要带他来，我们就有一个计划，第一步、第二步、第三步。
And in order to bring them, we must first have a plan, in different steps that we take.
如果我们没有目标，就没有计划，就没有行动。
If we don't have a goal, then we don't have a plan, and we don't have any action.
那有了目标，我们发现我们自己就会进步。
And so once we have set a goal, we find ourselves that we can improve by striving towards that goal.
因为我们要带一个人，第一个你要先跟他做朋友。
In order to bring a person, first you must get to know them, become their friend.
第二个，我们在他面前要有神的荣耀的形象。
And secondly, in front of them, secondly, we must exhibit the image of God. At all times.
那第三个，我们要为他祷告。
And thirdly, we must continue to pray for them.
神开他的心。
To allow God to open their hearts.
那当我们这样用，像一步一步行动去做的时候。
And if we do these things step by step.
我们的生活就改变了。
We find that our own lives would be transformed.
我说有的人嘛，每天好像没事情做。
Some people feels like they have nothing to do all day.
因为没有目标。
Because they have no goal.
那现在如果设一个目标。
So now if we have set a clear goal.
我现在要带谁来信主
？Who do I want to bring to know Jesus Christ?
就发现每天很多事情可以做。
Then we find that every day there's actually a lot of things that we can do.
所以新的一年哦，我们除了世界上我们有自己的目标之外
，So in this new year, besides the goals that we have set for ourselves.In our lives,
有一个更重要的目标。
There is an even a greater goal.
就是神为我们所定的。
And that is the goal that God has set for us.
我们现在看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 4.
路加福音的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十八节一直到十九节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. 19, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
主耶稣在传道的时候，他打开以赛亚书，然后开始念。
When Jesus was preaching, he opened the book of Isaiah and began reading.
说他来世界上就是要应验以赛亚书的预言。
That he came to this world to fulfill the prophecies in Isaiah.
那神的灵在他身上。
The spirit
高他就是差他。
And the Lord, spirit of the Lord was upon him and it anointed him.
那今天神的灵在我们身上就是对我们的差遣。
And today the spirit of God is upon us and he has anointed and sent us.
那传福音给贫穷的人。
So that we preach the gospel to the poor.
让他能够得到富足
，so that they may become rich，
在神的恩典上富足
，that they may become rich in under God's grace。
然后报告被掳的得释放
，and so that
如果英文圣经解哈在以赛亚书也讲，让医好伤心的人
，and in the English version also says to heal the brokenhearted。As well as proclaim liberty to the captives.
我们在世界上很多人呢是心灵破碎的。
In this world, there are many who are brokenhearted.
外面呢是强颜欢笑，在人面前表现的没有事情。
Outwardly, they may appear to be very happy and content.
回到家里面，心是破碎，常常流眼泪。
But once they go home and close the doors, they are brokenhearted and shed tears.
这样的人是不少的。
There are many people like this.
那谁能够医人的心？
Who can truly heal a person's heart?
只有主耶稣。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵就是安慰者。
The Holy Spirit is a comforter.
当圣灵充满在人的心里。
And when the Holy Spirit fills in a person.
他的忧伤、他的委屈、他的苦闷，全部都没有了。
Their sorrows, their oppression, they're all gone.
取代的是喜乐跟平安。
And what has replaced it is peace and joy.
所以这是最大的爱心。
So this is the greatest love that we can show others.
传福音给他，让忧伤的得到安慰。
To preach to them so that we can heal the brokenhearted.
再来是被掳的得释放。
And next is to proclaim liberty to the captives.
被什么掳去？
What are they being held captive?
被罪掳去的。
They are being held captive by sin.
那罪用很多不同的方法在抓人。
And sin has used different ways to capture people.
借仇恨。
Through hatred.
那借怒气。
Through anger.
借赌博。
Through gambling.
借酒。
Through alcohol.
借药。
Through drugs.
再抓一个人。
To capture somebody,
是我们不能够做所愿意做的。
So that we cannot do what we wish to do.
那神的灵一降临
，and once the Spirit of God descends,
就自由了。
Then we are free.
所以这是真正的自由。
And this is the true liberty and freedom described here, that we are no longer held captive by sin.
那瞎眼的得看见
，and the recovery of sight to the blind.
最伟大的存在是什么
？What is the greatest thing existing?
灵界的存在。
The greatest existence is that of the spiritual realm.
神的存在。
The existence of God.
天国的存在。
The existence of the heavenly kingdom.
永生的存在。
The existence of eternal life.
但是如果不认识耶稣。
But if we do not know Jesus Christ.
我们只看到物质界。
Then we can only see the physical realm.
我们只看到会朽坏的。
We can only see things that are perishable and corruptible.
所以借着福音让人眼睛得开。
But through the gospel,the blind can recover their sight.
看到最伟大的存在，神给我们最宝贵的福分。
They can see the greatest existence. They can see the greatest blessing that God has preserved for us.
最后受压制的得自由。
In the end, the oppressed will be set at liberty.
被魔鬼压制的。
Those who are oppressed by Satan,
啊，要得自由。
They shall be set free.
啊，所以在新的一年，
So in this new year,
啊，让我们大家来设一个目标。
Let us set a goal.
啊，我要带人来信主。
I will bring people to Christ.
啊，因为这个目标，所以第一步、第二步、第三步。
And once we have set this goal, then we have a plan of action in various steps.
那有需要教会帮助的，我们都可以联络。
And if we need the help of the church, we can contact people.
慕道者更多，信主的人就会更多。
The more people that seek the truth, the more believers we will have.
所以新的一年，我们需要有新的观念。
And so in the new year, we need to have a new mind or new concept.
我们需要有新的老板。
We need to have a new Lord in our heart.
我们需要有新的喜乐。
And we need to have a new joy.
我们需要有新的行善。
And we need to have a new way of good work.
再要传福音给新的人。
And next, that we must preach the gospel to new people.
那2015年结束的时候，我们发现今年非常有意义。
So that at the end of the year of 2015, we'll find that the year was indeed very meaningful.
因为旧的生活方式过了，我现在过的是新的生活。
Because the old way of life has passed, and now I live a new way.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
309首。
Let us rise and sing him 309.